Chapter 72. Success and love was only a short moment of forgetfulness, a short intoxication, whose delight one remembered with a sense of sadness, as if it had been a deep grief lived through. There was something inherent in the necessities of successful action which carried with it the moral degradation of the idea. She saw the Santome mountain hanging over the campo, over the whole land, feared, hated, wealthy, more soulless than any tyrant, more pitiless and autocratic than the worst government, ready to crush innumerable lives in the expansion of its greatness. He did not see it. He could not see it. It was not his fault. He was perfect, perfect, but she would never have him to herself. Never. Not for one short hour altogether to herself in this old Spanish house she loved so well. Incorrigible, the last of the Corbelans, the last of the Avellanos, the doctor had said. But she saw clearly the Santome mine possessing, consuming, burning up the life of the last of the Costaguana Goulds, mastering the energetic spirit of the son as it had mastered the lamentable weakness of the father. A terrible success for the last of the Goulds. The last. As he had hoped for a long, long time, that perhaps but no. There were to be no more. An immense desolation, the dread of her own continued life, descended upon the First Lady of Sulaco. With a prophetic vision she saw herself surviving alone the degradation of her young ideal of life, of love, of work all alone in the treasure house of the world. The profound, blind, suffering expression of a painful dream settled on her face with its closed eyes. In the indistinct voice of an unlucky sleeper, lying passive in the grip of a merciless nightmare, she stammered out aimlessly the words, "Material interest." Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.